Thank you. I know it's getting late, but there are two issues we really need to spend some time on, and there's item 14.2. There's been a request to make that presentation. That's all we'll do today, is to have the presentation on IWC 61-13. And then I would like for, before we leave today, is for Denmark to have the opportunity to explain the new proposal that has been pigeonholed. We will not have any discussion on that this afternoon, but they have requested that we take action on that tomorrow morning. And so I have agreed that after the private commissioners meeting in the morning at 9 o'clock, we will come back to item 5 and make a decision from this body. So I will now turn the floor over to Australia for IWC 61-13. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I appreciate that it is late, but I hope that what we'll present will be of real interest to commissioners and others. A presentation for Australia's initiative to bring to the International Whaling Commission large-scale collaborative and integrated research partnerships, in this case for the Southern Ocean Research Partnership 2009-2014. As many of you know, we had a planning workshop in Sydney in March. About 50 scientists and officials from at least 12 countries gathered to scope out the objectives of the Southern Ocean Research Partnership and outline a framework by which it can operate. The Southern Ocean Research Partnership is the integrated, collaborative, non-lethal whale research consortium aiming to maximise conservation outcomes of Southern Ocean whales through an understanding of the status, health dynamics and environmental linkages of the populations and threats they face. The Sydney workshop also considered broad mechanisms by which we might achieve what is an ambitious objective, and you'll see them there on the screen, commitment to the development of technologies, innovative, powerful, non-lethal, important ecological theory and analysis, and then focusing the research and funding efforts on projects that do link most directly to priority conservation needs, and of course a collaboration which maximises the results and the funding efficiencies. We anticipate achieving this objective by maintaining an integrated and responsive relationship with the IWC Scientific Committee, establishing the necessary strategic linkages with other relevant international research efforts, and of course communicating rationale and outcomes to the conservation status of Southern Ocean whales. Also discussed at the workshop, Mr. Chairman, was the determination of the scope of the work of the partnership, and it was agreed there that the specific focus will be the large whale species currently managed by the IWC, including humpbacks, both form of blue whales, fin and sei whales, Antarctic minkies and southern right whales. Also study killer whales, which are an important predator of the baleen whales, and regionally the work will focus on the feeding grounds in the Southern Ocean, but research on the lower latitude breeding grounds will also be a key focus of the partnership. And the research work divided into two key themes, which I think are of immediate interest to IWC and the partners: post-exploitation and whale population structure, health and status, and changing atmosphere and oceans, Southern Ocean whales and their ecosystems. Within each of these two themes, we'll develop core research projects based on the most pressing questions that need to be addressed to advance the conservation management. Under theme one, two examples of the questions on the screen there for you. How are the populations of whales that feed in the Southern Ocean structured into identifiable breeding groups, and how well have the species that were most heavily depleted, blue and fin whales? Under the second theme, which focuses on the changing climate and whales, some examples of the questions that will guide our research are on the screen again. How do whale populations respond to climate processes in contrasting regions of the Southern Ocean? How important is sea ice habitat? And will the Southern Ocean whales recover to their former ecological role? Mr. Chairman, the management and oversight of this partnership clearly is critical to making it work We do need to ensure that we have the appropriate regional representation, as well as linkage to key organisations, most notably the IWC and, of course, other integrated research programs. We've established to that end a steering committee with regional representation from both the North and South Americas, Europe, Africa and the Oceania region. And it's really important for me to stress that representatives from other regions with an interest in this partnership are welcome to join at any time. You'll also note the steering committee includes membership from the IWC Scientific Committee, as well as from the Ice, Climate and Ecosystem Dynamics Program. And other scientific steering committees will be established for core research projects that we establish within the research themes. Mr. Chair, the partnership will have to organise its scientific and communication processes to be efficient, and we'll need to ensure that we have an ongoing two-way dialogue with the IWC Scientific Committee. And to that end, we'll report annually to the Scientific Committee on activities of the previous intersessional period, as well as on plans for the forthcoming period. We'll seek guidance from the committee to steer the research directions and technical aspects of the work. And the partnership will also establish centralised data and sample archives. These archives are likely to be dispersed among the membership partners. And as with other large-scale research programs, the Southern Ocean Partnership will ensure that we establish a formal review process so that we know we're making progress in achieving our objectives, and the IWC will have a central role in this. The scientific and administrative coordination of this ambitious partnership will be managed by the Australian Marine Mammal Centre, based at the Australian Antarctic Division in Hobart. During the Sydney workshop, two ambitious projects emerged that are designed to complement the research projects that sit within the research themes. The first, a focus symposium, and that's as described on the screen in front of you. A steering committee to plan and conduct a symposium to review and update developments in non-lethal techniques for whales in 2011, showcasing existing research techniques and develop mechanisms to inform and accelerate the development of future non-lethal methods. And the second proposal, even more ambitious. This effort, the Southern Ocean Research Partnership Year of the Whale 2013-14 Circumpolar Research Effort. We think that many of the research programs developed within SORP would benefit from a single-season, multi-platform, integrated and coordinated research effort around the Southern Ocean. Of course, planning takes many years for events of these kind, needs to be incorporated within other large-scale research efforts, and a steering committee to plan and conduct this initiative will be established. If the project's to be realised, it will require serious and early commitments from participating members. And as the Minister who has responsibility for this program, can I particularly and again enthusiastically encourage members to consider participation. Scientific Committee presentation, the SORP proposal was presented to the Scientific Committee, and the committee was able to provide some excellent guidance which will be fully incorporated, and it endorsed the Southern Ocean Research Partnership. Looked forward to receiving further reports on progress and providing ongoing input. Finally, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to draw the Commission's attention to some proposed activities we do plan to undertake prior to IWC 62. These include a major whale research voyage we'll undertake with our neighbours New Zealand, as well as a continuation of the use of our new Antarctic-capable aircraft to survey whales in the pack ice. And we're hoping to hear over the next few months of additional plans by other partnership members. And I certainly do want to inform the Commission that in a joint charter with New Zealand, we will use the New Zealand research vessel Tangaroa, and this research ship will depart Wellington in New Zealand and work in the Southern Ocean for 6 weeks, primarily in IWC areas 5 and 6. Of course, we'll focus on the collection of biopsies for genetic research, deployment of satellite tags to study the movement and foraging ecology of whales, and the use of acoustics to find and study whales and their relationship with their prey. It's exciting work. We'll also expand upon our successful aerial survey of whales conducted earlier this year. We'll survey a larger region of ice and open water in the region of our Antarctic base called Casey. And a few weeks ago, we reported on last year's very successful survey. Next year, we look forward to reporting on our activities this summer, plan to work cooperatively and collaboratively with the IWC Japan Sour Cruise to better understand the distribution and behaviour of minke and other species of whales. In conclusion, Mr. Chairman, thank you for the opportunity to present to you and the Commission some details of this new partnership. It's my very profound and sincere hope that the model we develop for research in the Southern Ocean will be followed in other regions and become a new and efficient manner in which we can ensure that the research needs of the IWC and its members are appropriately provided. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Garrett, for that presentation. I think it's very informative. I would like to let the scientific chair give their comments, I think, and then we can start the discussion tomorrow. But I think it would be good to have those right after this presentation. So, Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The committee's discussion of the Southern Ocean Research Partnership begins at the very end of page 88 of the committee's report. And the committee received a report of this initiative taken by Australia to plan and conduct a comprehensive non-lethal research in the Southern Ocean. The committee made a number of comments, including the need for short and long-term objectives and the value of a coordinated multi-vessel synoptic survey. The committee very much welcomed this initiative and the ongoing commitment by Australia to the programme. In conclusion, the committee endorses the general approach developed for the Southern Ocean Research Partnership and looks forward to receiving further reports on progress. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. And like I said, we already have people asking for the floor, but I think this will be an involved discussion and it should get proper attention, so I'd rather wait till in the morning.